Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's. With our first day back, I had a lot of stuff to do with people out there. We are social distancing. I see that. Thank you very much. We have hand sanitizers at the door. Let us begin our worship by rising and making confession before our God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess we cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. We will share the peace by staying right where you're at. May the peace of the risen Christ be with you this day and forevermore.
Bless the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you sent upon the disciples the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, look upon your church, open our hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love, and strengthen our lives for service in your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson is from the second chapter of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. Today's Gospel comes to us from the 20th chapter of John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you retain them, the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. With all that's going on in our world today, I think most all of us would really love to see Christ appear in the flesh, looking at you and saying, "Peace be with you." We don't seem to have much peace in our world these days. How many of you have a GPS unit in your car, or maybe your boat, or maybe on your smartphone, or if you're serious about cross-country bicycling, on your bike? The two main reasons for having a GPS unit is, one, to see where you are, in case you really don't know, and B, if you load it in where you wanted to go, it will show you the route to take. I think everyone who uses one knows that if you're not forced to go the route that the GPS has laid out, but it's usually a pretty good idea. What happens when you take a turn off of the route because of an accident or construction or whatever? The unit will dutifully recalculate your new route and will do this as many times as you need it, still focused on getting you to your original destination. Pentecost marks the day that the disciples received their first GPS unit. That's the God positioning system. The Holy Spirit is the long-awaited companion that Jesus had promised them. But long-awaited? I mean, it's only been 50 days, folks. The arrival of the Holy Spirit will not remove the disciples from challenges and hardships. It doesn't make life challenges go away, but rather it equips them to persevere, even flourish amid all of these challenges. The Holy Spirit doesn't make our life challenges disappear, but it really does help us to deal with them. You may have noticed it hasn't made the COVID-19 virus go away, but it's helping us learn to new ways to live with it in our presence. The Holy Spirit daily shows us where we are in life. Sometimes we don't know. And the route to take us to our destination, that being in the presence of God. This guidance was the job of the Holy Spirit throughout all of the New Testament. And it remains today the job of the Holy Spirit in our lives to show us honestly where we are and the route that we need to take to get to be in the presence of God. And during those often times when we vary off the route that we should be taking, the Holy Spirit will give us a rerouting back on the path to get us to our original goal. In the Gospel of John, we read that the disciples are hiding in the upper room out of fear that those who had crucified Jesus may come after them. Jesus appears to them and simply breathes the Holy Spirit on them. If we travel back to Genesis for the creation story, God spoke. It happened. God didn't use his hands, if God has hands. He just spoke. When he made Adam, he then breathed on him and breathed life into that mud ball out of the earth that he had created. He breathed on them. So Jesus appears to these disciples and breathes the Holy Spirit on them. It doesn't take them away from Jerusalem or fortify the room in which they're hiding. He breathes on them the Holy Spirit that's going to end up sending them out into that dangerous world that they were living in. He told them, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. The gift of the Holy Spirit created in them the courage that they needed to follow this command of Jesus. Later this morning, you're going to leave this place, going into the world as a follower of Jesus Christ. As I said, a frightening world today. When you profess that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you will come under attack by many in the world. The world that we know is in chaos today. In our first lesson today from Acts, the disciples were waiting as Jesus commanded them for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And once it came, they went out to proclaim the good news to the world. The people they encountered were at least skeptical, if not outright hostile, to this message that they were delivering. You, each one of you, are now disciples. You have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you're now going to be sent out to proclaim this good news to a world that right now is very hostile to this message. The Spirit is given to each of you to enable you to look beyond your individual needs and hopes and fears and equip you with distinct gifts, all in order to work together for the common good. As we read in 1 Corinthians, the fruits of the Spirit. Throughout these passages, we get the sense that the Spirit is not some kind of superhero sent to rescue us, but rather the one who equips, encourages, and stays with us, helping us perceive the needs of our neighbors and community, and then for us to rise to the occasion to meet these needs with equal measures of tenacity and competence and courage. In John's Gospel, the Spirit is described as the Parakletos, the one who comes alongside. The one who advocates for us, remains with us, strengthens and helps us. That's what the Holy Spirit's job is even today. But most often, I'm afraid, we still hold on to the hope that the Spirit will be a rescuer. I think we often hope that the Spirit will just plain save our behinds, or at least take us away from whatever challenges seems to threaten to overwhelm us. But the operative preposition with the Spirit seems to be, rather, to be with us during these challenges rather than taking these challenges away from us. To be with us during this pandemic, but not put away. As we're hoping that God will remove us from our challenging or difficult situations, God instead comes along beside us in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and in order to strengthen and equip us to endure, hopefully even flourish, amongst these difficulties. Why? Another surprise from God. I believe that God may actually be working through us for the good of others, to care for the needs of our neighbors, our community, and our world. We all have a purpose, to care for those around us as God cares for us, to make wherever we may find ourselves a better place, to share God's love in the word and deed, that others may know that they are not alone, and indeed they are loved. We are God's hands doing God's work. We are here, not simply for ourselves, but for all of those around us. I hope you all are able to see yourselves as part of a larger community. It's not about protecting your identity, but rather that you and I are called together to be part of a community. We have an opportunity to model that kind of commitment and life in the church, for we are, after all, the body of Christ, those who are authorized and equipped to care for this world that God loves so much. And it's the Spirit who reminds us of this role and enables us to be able to fulfill it. It may not be what we want to do, but perhaps it's just what the people around us need. The promise of Pentecost is not that we will suffer no more, no more difficulty, no more hardship, nor that God will remove us from challenges, but rather that in the Holy Spirit, God comes to be with us, for us, and to use us the way that we can enhance those around us. You are God's hands. Go and do His work. The Holy Spirit is on you. Amen. Please rise. We'll profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You will notice when you come in the room that the offering plates were at the doors. Passing the plate is a very contaminated issue. So please put your offering in the plates as you leave. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are uplifted by God's promise of healing and resurrection. We now join the people of God in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of diversity, we call upon your Spirit to bring us unity, to bring the peoples of this country back together, to realize that there's really only one race, the human race. We look different, but we are still your children. Be with us and help us come together as one. We give thanks for our different vocations. Guide us to utilize these diverse gifts for the good of all, so that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy. Living God, we call on your Spirit of life. You are present in the air that keeps us alive. Blow on us as you did at Pentecost. Lord, in your mercy. Just God, we call on your Spirit of righteousness. Wherever we people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Give each one of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy. Healing God, we call on your Spirit of healing. We ask you to bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all those who support our healthcare workers, housekeeping, dietary, patient transport, x-ray technicians, laboratory technicians, all of those who are part of your healing. We ask this week to bring your healing hand to Linda Limer as she has been hospitalized at Wilson. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, you're also our friend. We are grateful for your spirit of friendship. As Elizabeth welcomed Mary to her home, as you welcome us into your home, give us a spirit of welcome to those we meet in this congregation or outside these doors. Surprise us daily with unexpected grace, that we rejoice in every blessing you send. Lord, in your mercy, we live each day in a spirit of hope. As you've led your saints in years past, stir in us the desire to follow their example, leading us from death into new life in you. Lord, in your mercy, with bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all these things and ask for all you know that we need. In the name of Christ our Lord, amen. It's indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and on this day, as he promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. At this, the whole world exults in boundless joy. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation that you've prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. The night in which he was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." As we've been brought together by the Holy Spirit, let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, having received your assurance of forgiveness, we now gather at this table to share in the meal that you've provided. We give thanks for your real presence with us in this bread and wine. And all who believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ are welcome at his table for the meal that he's provided. Accept his invitation and come to the banquet, for all is now ready. I'm going to set the others there.
You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. And my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more than you ever come close. Nothing can compare, you're all available. Your presence, Lord. Tasted and see of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer the darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Now may you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life each day. The promises of Christ are for your life. Go into the world with hope. Amen. Rejoice in the risen Christ. Take the message of hope to all you meet. Go in peace and deliver the gospel. Thanks be to God. Please maintain your social distancing as you leave. And we've got wipes up here if you would help wipe down the pews.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the days when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had. I have wandered, bring me back. In this darkness lead me through until all I see is you, yeah, God. I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.